Here's a few exciting scenes from tonight's episode of The Tom Gulley Show.
You're curious, are you?
Yeah.
What made you that way?
I don't know. My girlfriend asked me. She just said, go ask that guy what he's doing. He's got a microphone.
You do everything she tells you to do?
Well, I try.
Yeah. I hear you. So what's your name?
David.
And your girlfriend's over there in the gray long sleeves there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she said, come over and see what he's doing?
Yeah. She.
Why is it her business?
She's curious.
Why are chicks that way? Why? Because there's how many guys here? Not one fucking guy has come over and said, hey, what are you doing? Because you know what? Guys are like, who gives a shit what he's doing? Yeah, you know? He's just a guy.
I'm like, I'll go ask him.
You're a good guy, and that's why you're always going to get laid by, like, way better-looking women than me. Talking to Jimmy Duvall, and as you can see, Jimmy, I just spoke to those girls for probably 30 seconds, and they've moved to another part of the bar. Now, a lot of guys would be put off by that, but I look at that as power. I look at that as I had an influence upon them.
You have that effect on women, yeah.
Well, some women... The fat ones don't do that. You hear that? That's a guy and a girl. I'm going to visually describe this to you because I know you can't see it. It's a guy and a girl. And he's making a big deal out of the fact that he's kicking her ass in air hockey. Dude, take a knee. You know what I'm saying?
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
It's time, America. Mr. and Mrs. North and South American, all the ships at sea, let's go to press.
So sit back, buckle in, place your tray table in its upright lock position, and get ready for big time radio, friends. It's time for...
And you answer with a grin, and you wrestle with the blame when the lumber hits the skin, and it's time to pay the toll. Let the truth of wagon roll.
Good evening. It is Wednesday, April 16th, 2014, episode 200. Wow, 200 episodes. I'm Tom Gulley, and tonight on The Tom Gulley Show, we've been pretty darn busy here on the Tom Gulley Show this year. Things are booming, and we'll tell you about that after the break. But we've been so busy, in fact, that we are just now getting around to playing one of our Christmas shows. That's right. Last December, we went out to the Chuggin' Monk in Arlington, Texas, to hear more of Convoy and the Cattlemen. Naturally, we'll talk to Jimmy Duvall, plus we'll be asking lightning round questions. And I'll give my opinions on the combination of air hockey and romance. There'll be obligatory talk about Sail Branch. Plus, you'll hear about the t-shirt I will never get back, ever. It's our extremely late Christmas special tonight on The Tom Gulley Show.
Let the truth of wagon roll.
In Europe and Asia are going hungry and facing actual starvation. Therefore, it's up to us, the best-fed nation in the world, to tighten our belts. We can share a meal and save a life. And here's how. Buy only as much bread and other wheat products as you really need. Use rice, fats, and oils sparingly. Don't waste any food. Turn in your used fats and oils at the food store promptly. Plant a garden and raise as much of your family's food as you can. You are saving food for those who desperately need it when you buy less, especially when you use up those leftovers.
Hey there, I love Tom Gulley and I love to watch the Tom Gulley Show. So if you want to check it out, just give it a shout at TomGullyShow.com.
You're listening to The Tom Gully Show.
Okay, before we get going here and listen to the audio that we have put together from our fabulous evening out at the Chug and Monk, I got a couple of things sticking in my craw that I need to cover before we go through this. Now, Jimmy Duvall will be on the show again, and you know, I like Jimmy Duvall. It is impossible not to like Jimmy Duvall. But... you know, there's this thing I have that's made the show explode, and I'll get to that in a minute. And it's called doing what you say you're going to do. Now, I tried, and I'm going to say this really quick because I could go on for a long time about this, but I tried really hard when I started this show to help the DFW Texas Americana scene bust out of DFW or the Texas region or Oklahoma, this little area, this little pocket, and maybe get it up into some other parts of the world a little more effectively. And that was my goal. But I encountered a lot of people that just don't do what they say they're going to do. Lovable, talented, I mean, supremely talented artists that just kind of as people, whether it's me personally or people in general, and I happen to know it's people in general, man, they just don't seem to get it on the level of, you know, when you tell somebody you're going to do something, you kind of have to follow through, because if not, you're unprofessional. Now, there are exceptions. For instance, if you tell somebody you're going to MC a, you know, multi-band show and one of the people in the show psycho texts you. And then also, before they even psychotext you, one of the people in the show blows you off when you were supposed to cover one of their live programs. Another person just blows you off totally, doesn't even call you back. Another person won't click a share button onto their Facebook page to make sure that everybody that supports them sees the program. Another person, shall I go on? Well, yeah, at that point, you just go, yeah, I know I told you I was going to do this, but... five people this week told me they were going to do something and then just didn't do it. And now one of the guys is sending me harassing emails. So, you know, good luck to you. I could get into the story of the t-shirt because it's a good example, but I won't. Jimmy knows about the t-shirt. I still don't have the t-shirt. And I, you know, supposedly was going to be dropped off. I was going to pick it up. I was going to get it at a party. None of these things happen. I'm telling you right now for a fact, DFW, Americana, country music, people, this is just a fact. You're grinding down the same audience, and you will continue to grind down that audience. And, you know, just like the people in Hollywood do, I could make slots. Okay, this is the biggest guy in the region. This is the second place guy. This is the biggest group. This is the next biggest group. This is the young up and comer. This is the guy that used to be big, but I mean, I can fill all those slots because there's only so many. That's never going to expand. And only the top, I'd say 10 to 15% of those people are ever going to be able to make a full-time living because you're not expanding your audience. And the way you're doing it, you never will. So therefore, this is our last DFW musician oriented. Now, there are a few that I could mention that do what they say they're going to do, but let's not get into all that. I'm just done doing it. No great loss to you folks, I'm sure. But an FYI to everybody else. If you want to meet some people who are more than willing to let you waste your time, I can tell you right straight where to go. And I can tell them the same thing. That's artful language there. And now, our evening at the Chuggin' Monk around Christmas time. You know, I forgot to mention, before we go to the audio, since, and this strangely coincides when I quit doing Texas Americana DFW shows, ladies and gentlemen, I got to thank you, listeners of this show. This is the most exciting news I think I've ever had on this show, except maybe getting specific guests of note. But right now, April 16th, 2014, we have already equaled the number of visits to our website that we got in all of 2013. And we have doubled. That's it. I repeat, doubled our downloads and podcast listens. You can listen to it online. You don't have to download it. Doubled the entire total from 2013. And I got to thank you folks, because you're the ones that did that. I didn't do that. You did that. Thank you. You know, just thanks. And now here's that interview. The stuff at the thing that we went to with the stuff and the people and the thing.
Okay, so it's the Tom Gully Show. Once again, bringing you the vast and vivid palette of the American lifestyle here from the Chuggin' Monk in Arlington, Texas. We're going to be hearing Lindy. You're going to be hearing the Michael something or other band. And then, of course, the people I'm really here to hear, which would be the Convoy and the Cattlemen. I'm going to see if I'm going to get some good audio of them. Every time I come out, I get great audio of them talking to me. Crap audio of their awesome Western country swing stuff. So just had a nice conversation with Convoy himself. We talked about David Bowie and Iggy Pop. That's the way things go when I talk to these guys. Alex is here. I saw him. I haven't seen Sheridan yet. Of course, I'm waiting on Jimmy Duvall, which, let's just face it, that's what you do. You wait on Jimmy Duvall. Jimmy apparently is going to have my Wayne the Train Hancock t-shirt, which I've been in desperate need of. By the way, man, if you haven't heard any Wayne the Train Hancock, you need to get yourself some religion. I bought all of his stuff last weekend. I didn't have to do. I did anyway. Jimmy Duvall. Soon we'll be here with my Wayne the Train Hancock shirt, which is really cool. Pay $25 for that shirt. Otherwise, I wouldn't give it. By the way, got to mention. If you go to the TomGullyShow.com, down along the right-hand side of the website page, you will see something we're very proud, very excited about. And that's the Tom Gully Show store online. That's right. You can buy jackets. You can buy t-shirts. Man, I got so many variety of t-shirts. You want a value t-shirt? I think I've got one for $10.99. If you want a regular t-shirt, I've got one of those too. If you've got a hankering for a fitted t-shirt, I've got one. I got a V-neck t-shirt. I've got a long sleeve t-shirt. I've got a baseball jersey. I've got a sweatshirt. I've got a performance jacket. That's right, I said a jacket. It's like $45, but it's worth it. Trust me. Jimmy Duvall was just telling a story about a marionette puppet, man. I'm not singing. I'm doing an interview with him right now.
Are you doing the interview? Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Anyway.
Interviewing about?
Whatever he wants to talk about, really. He's f***ing crazy.
Yeah.
Jimmy was just telling a story. Hi, my name's Tom.
Hi, that's Tom.
Jimmy was just telling a story about a marionette puppet. I don't even know the beginning of it, but I want to find out about it. But last time he was telling the story about his fancy entrail kick. He kicked the guy in the entrails.
That was Mr. Bone Jangles. And we showed up and they're like, all right, you're playing first. I thought it was a puppet show. And he's like, yeah, it is. You're playing first. I was like, okay. And we opened up for Mr. Bone Jangles. It was great. And it was really a trip. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the guy knew his stuff. But we opened up for a puppet show. A little marionette. Mr. Bone Jangles. And he's probably still doing it. He's probably like in Vegas doing it now, you know. He's probably in Vegas as we speak doing Mr. Bone Jangles. I'm going to call Wesley Joe Malone and find out what happened to that old boy.
Hanging out with Jimmy. Duval.
We're here. We made it. We made it through another
week. Who all of you know is a soundbite machine. Anyway, let me ask you something. You do this thing, and I start doing it myself at the house the other day. I had to stop myself because I'm like, no, that's not my thing. My toast was about to come out of the toaster, and I went,
Already?
What the f*** is that? Where did it start? And what do you mean? When you are you saying already or already or what?
Do the already. Somebody asked me about that, if it was from a song. I guess there's a song that they say it in. I'm like, no, I worked with a couple of dudes that said that all the time, and I just got it from them. It's been years. But
so it's nothing.
No, it's nothing. I don't know.
I got a guy that says rot it out. and he says rot it out about, oh, that show's rotted out, or that chick's rotted out. And his name on Facebook is now Rod Ted Out.
Rod Ted Out.
Classic. I feel bad because this guy's standing next to me, and I took umbrage. You already got a good name.
Funny name like that.
Jimmy Duval. You know, you sound like the guy that, like, gets shot to death and owns a casino in, like, Shreveport.
Ouch.
I thought that Jimmy Duval, they shot him for that big diamond ring he wore on his pinkle.
Redneck Vegas over there. It's been a while since I've been to Shreveport.
Tom Gully Show, once again, coming to you live in podcast form from the Chuggin' Monk here in Arlington, Texas, where Convoy and the Cattlemen will be playing. There's a couple other bands. One's called Lindy. One's called something else. I might try to get some of them, but so far, nah. All right. Well, Jimmy's not coming back. Now, Jimmy promised me moments ago he'd be coming back, but he's clearly, obviously, not back. So what I'm going to do is turn this off now, and we'll wait till Jimmy comes back as we bring you the vast. I still at this advanced age of life have realized a few things, and it's a good age to be at because you know things about yourself. You know things about the future. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to kind of dabble. You know. And one thing I know is that if you care who wins an air hockey game, I don't want to know who you at all. I want you at my house. I don't want to, you know. If you play air hockey with reckless abandon and enjoyment, definitely want you in my. But if you care who wins, hear that? That's a guy and a girl. I'm gonna visually describe this to because I know you can't see it. It's a guy and a girl. And he's making a big deal out of the fact that he's kicking her ass in air hockey. Dude, take a knee. You know what I'm saying? See if I can get some of this, because he's yelling. Oh, worse yet, he walked away from the team. He's winded. Actually, they're both winded. Okay, I just realized something else. I just realized, like, I just became aware of the fact that you get winded playing air hockey. Sorry. That's how I roll. Incidentally, I've received a lot of for
broadcasting live.
You're curious, are you?
Yeah.
What made you that way?
I don't know. My girlfriend asked me. She just said, go ask that guy what he's doing. He's got a microphone.
You do everything she tells you to do?
Well, I try.
Yeah. I hear you. So what's your name?
David.
And your girlfriend's over there in the gray long sleeves there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she said, come over and see what he's doing?
Yes.
Why is it her business?
She's curious.
Why are chicks that way? Why? Because there's how many guys here? Not one fucking guy has come over and said, hey, what are you doing? Because you know what? Guys are like, who gives a shit what he's doing? Yeah, you know, he's just a guy.
I'm like, I'll go ask him.
You're a good guy, and that's why you're always going to get laid by, like, way better-looking women than me.
Oh, well, that...
It's smart. It's what you should do. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
You're a dude at a bar with a microphone?
Yeah, I know. I know, yeah, really, really. But thanks for coming over and asking. Here, would you like to take the lightning round questions? You might like them. Nobody's going to know. Your name's David. Nobody's going to see you.
Yeah.
You know. But I got questions if you want to answer them.
Sure.
They're simple. You may have already answered some of them. What was the first car you ever had?
S10 pickup truck.
Awesome. That is correct. Have you been naughty or have you been nice this year?
A little bit of both.
That is correct. First album you ever bought with your own money?
Billy Idol. I don't know the name of the album. I just remember I was like...
There's only the one, White Wedding or something.
Yeah, White, that was it.
Okay, that is correct. Let's see here. Who's better, Rudolph or Frosty?
I like Frosty.
Wow, you're the first person ever said that. Okay, cool, I like Frosty myself. Bowie or Bing?
Bing.
Okay. You ever seen that video where David Bowie and Bing Crosby sing like Christmas carols together?
No.
Dude, you should go to YouTube and just type in David Bowie, Bing Crosby. You will freak the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they both sing a Christmas carol together.
Wow.
And then like a month later, because they filmed it in September, Bing Crosby dies. And they have to show it during the holidays. Yeah, but it's awesome. You'll love it. You'll love it. Trust me. It'll change your life. Trust me.
Hopefully for the better.
No. Yeah, no, it will. First concert you ever went to?
That I remember. Very first. I think Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That is A, correct, and B, awesome. Okay. When they make the story of your life into a major motion picture, who's going to play you in the movie?
Billy Bob Thornton.
You know who's going to play you? Noah Wiley from ER, the guy that played Carter in ER. He's going to play you. Yeah. Yeah. Your girlfriend might know. Carter in ER. His name's Noah Wiley. He would play you. You'll be glad when you see it. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Hey, thanks for coming over and talking to me, man. I appreciate it. And tell your girlfriend thank you for nagging you into asking me that question. Thanks. I like how this really expensive audio recorder that has like about a 1982 Casio video graphic on the front of it when you start it. Here's Jimmy Duvall. He's got a beer now. I was born ignorant, and I've been losing ground ever since. So you guys after this band here?
Yes.
You closing?
Yes.
Thought you
got... I knew that because I got the email that said it. See, remember what I was talking about earlier?
Yeah, I did.
With that email?
I remember that, too, because you told me that in a text, like, early today.
I was like, man, we don't have, I could have took a nap. But, you know, I wanted to come up and hang out.
You want to go get some food somewhere or something?
Well, I had some couscous. Couscous and some avocados, lightly salted and peppered.
Is it bad to just look at a girl that's probably here with some other guy? Like, I'm just looking at this girl right now.
Before you finish? Yes. Before you finish your... Before you finish the question, yeah.
Let me ask you another question. You know them things that keep your beer cool?
Titty? I mean, what? I'm sorry, I was thinking, what?
You know the things that keep your beer cool?
The koozies?
Doesn't a koozie sound like a slang term for a vagina that they would use in the Deep South?
Isn't it? I think it is. I don't think it sounds like it. I think it is.
Girl? Y'all ain't going to church with your koozie hanging out like that. Y'all get a better, different pair of shorts on, whatever. And then it says koozie. I use a huggy, even sounds bad to me. I use, like, I don't know what to use. All I know is I'm selling one on the internet now with the Tom Gully Show logo on it.
Haven't you ever heard a girl go, you can put that in my koozie and it'll keep it cold? And I mean, you heard.
No, but I told girls before, if I really, I told girls if I want to freeze this water, I'll put it next to your heart.
Put it like this: everybody got a free koozie.
Sounds so bad, koozie. I want to wash the back of my neck with turpentine and steel wool when I hear koozie. I see old convoy up there.
Maybe coochie? Is it coochie or coochie? I don't know.
Yeah, it's cooch. It's cooch. Because I have a girl that I know. Well, first of all, I interviewed a porn star, former porn star, yesterday on my show that'll get 72 billion hits. I can interview like a Nobel Peace Prize
and
winner. I get four.
Me. What is up with that? Now you're sitting here. Well, but the thing about that is that all that stuff, a friend of mine asked me, I hadn't seen him in a while. He goes, man, you been getting any on the side? I said, man, I ain't had none so long. I didn't know they moved it.
But I know another porn star friend of mine that has, and her name is Super Cooch. So I know Cooch is the word.
Does it have a cape? Comes out with a little cape on it?
Big ass
on it.
Came here from another planet.
It's, you know, it's
like, has a fortress of solitude.
You know, it's like it's shaved as a S shaved on there with a little cape. Is that, you know, am I missing something? What?
Whips into a phone booth and, yeah, I don't know. That guy I hate had to come back here. I saw him packing up his amp, and I was just like, I bet you even your f***ing amp hates you for being the obtuse. Oh, no, there he is right there. Check him out. He's right there in the English writing cap. See him in the English writing?
Yeah, I see him.
He is like, he lays out artwork, and he thinks he's Picasso. And so, Jimmy, when did you first start playing the slap bass? When did you first say, the stand-up bass is for me?
Let's see here. I can't really remember the... mid-90s.
Here, let's move down so these ladies can... I'm classy that way. That's how I roll. I'm classy. Very classy. Whatever. We're not using them. There you go. Yeah, fight gravity all day long. Gravity has never lost a fight with a human.
Your evil nemesis.
Plummeting. You never plummet to safety. You always plummet to death.
Your evil nemesis, gravity.
I plummeted to health. That never happens. You plummet to death and broken bones. Let's go over here so we don't bother the... Hey, I can ask you the new... Hey, Jimmy, I can ask you the new lightning round. Yeah, hey, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Already? First car you I ever asked you that one. Have you been naughty this year, or have you been nice?
It's a gray area. I'm going to say nice.
A photo finish, but Jimmy has been nice this year. That is correct. First album, I've already asked you that one. Rudolph or Frosty?
I'm going with Rudolph.
Everybody goes with Rudolph. Bowie or Bing?
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about,
Bowie,
don't you?
The crooner or the punker, I'm going with Bowie.
But you know what I'm talking about, the Christmas Carol they did together?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm
good, because somebody just recently wasn't, and I'm like,
we'll do that Saturday.
You pop culture f***ing ignoramus. When they make the Jimmy Duvall story, I'm going to ask you this again, into a Christmas movie, who will play you in the Christmas movie?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's correct. That's f***ed up, but that's correct. I was going to go for, like, Burl Ives.
Well, the story will be a little different when I'm Rudolph, so.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He was a drinker and a liar.
You don't strike me as a liar.
Good.
Okay, good. If I did, then it wouldn't work.
They call it the lightning round, and it takes like 5 minutes.
They don't call it that. I call it that. I call it that because I want people to hurry up, but nobody ever does. You can tell these girls are classy. They hold their cigarette the same way. Classy. Very classy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's see. Maybe not. This might not work. Hey, can I ask you 8 questions really fast?
Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Gabby?
Yes. Well, of course she'll answer the questions then, because you're... Is that sure for Gabrielle?
It is.
All right. This is the lightning round.
Tom Gully, by the way.
Hey, whoa. We don't reveal that till the end. You don't say I have a sore on my lip until the end. All right. Okay. First car you ever had.
It was a 2000 silver Jetta Volkswagen.
That is correct.
Okay.
Have you been naughty this year? Have you been nice this year?
Yes.
Judges? That is correct. First album you ever bought with your own money?
I think it was the first album Britney Spears ever released. I don't remember what the name of it was.
I don't remember the name of it. Is actually the name of the album, and that is correct. Rudolph or Frosty?
Frosty.
Wow, it's two Frosties. I was surprised. That is correct. Bowie or Bing?
Bowie.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the...
Yeah, okay. Awesome. First concert you ever went to?
I haven't been to any yet. Actually, wait.
You've never been to a concert of any kind? Impromptu in the backyard with your brother and that kid that doesn't talk so good, nothing?
Okay, well, I mean, if that counts, then I was like four.
All right, beautiful. That is correct. When they make the Gabby story into a major motion picture, who will play you?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Did you hear what she said? Jennifer Lawrence. She's right, isn't she?
I think so. I think that's correct.
I think it's right. That is. You have received a perfect score. She's the most popular actress on the face of the planet right now. Thank you so much. Hold on. Let me give you a card.
All right.
So you can have something to write your grocery list on. There you go. That's the old logo. Try not to. Thank you so much. Oh, this is awesome. We're talking to Jimmy Duvall, and as you can see, Jimmy, I just spoke to those girls for probably 30 seconds, and they've moved to another part of the bar. Now, a lot of guys would be put off by that, but I look at that as power. I look at that as I had an influence upon them.
You have that effect on women, yeah.
Well, some women, the fat ones, don't do that. Anyway, the fat ones are still here talking to me. No, I'm kidding. They wandered off. They didn't let me take. They posed for pictures, though. What is that? What's it mean, Jimmy, when a girl poses for pictures, but then doesn't seem like she likes you? What is that?
Well, let's see here. I'd have to say they were just being a good sport.
Some girls get confused in the vagina sometime. Frankly, my program needs less meaningful content and more me f***ing around. I got together with the people that pay for this show, and they strongly encouraged me to f*** around more. You know what the difference between men and women is? And you can play this for Carrie if you want. This is very true. No woman will be offended by this.
Hopefully we'll edit this up a little bit, man.
No. This is good. This is good. All women want one man to fulfill all their needs. All men are looking for all women to fulfill their one need. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the difference between men and women. End scene.
And is there a sandwich at the end of it? Like, you get a sandwich at the end.
At your house, you got a girlfriend.
You know, you take her in the place where they all know whether you're all, they walk in, they're all going, Blanco Grande,
Blanco Grande. No, when I'm talking to her, they start going, ole, 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 ole. Yeah, they start doing that. What do you do in a bar when a guy gives you a look like this fucking bald guy with the velour maroon shirt behind us just did? He looks at you like, oh, yeah, microphone. It's like I'm looking at him going, grow hair and get back to me. Hey, by the way, just so you know, I've had so many people write me emails about your... I'm not just going to give you a dollar. Say me some Stevie Wonder. I've gotten so many emails. People just said, I'm using the Stevie Wonder line. Because a lot of people's attitude changed. They're like, you know what? I've just been given the dollar. I need to start getting something back. I mean, even if it's just
a performance.
Yeah, just, hey, do George Burns for me. Do a quick Jimmy Walker Dynamite, something. You know, I'm not just going to give you the dollar now. You got to, I mean,
how about that old boy that does, you saw that video, the homeless dude, it was a radio.
Yeah.
Answer. Wasn't that great, man?
No.
That's so great.
No, it's not great. You know why? There's motherfuckers like me that don't have like 19 illegitimate kids like that fucker that want the same job he's got. But because he got on a viral video, he'll fuck that job up too. You watch. He'll start making a little coin and go right back to the pipe. Trust me. He's already done it once or twice. Hell, Dr. Phil, they invited his like daughter that he hadn't spoken in 20 years. And he gets in a fucking fight with her and the police have to come. Yeah, yeah. A lot of radio guys are pissed about that dude, man. They're like, I can't get a job, yet this toothless son of a bitch who can't keep one. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. I find it a little sad that you got to stand over here in the corner with your...
Well, I haven't warmed up today. I usually try to play, you know, and you can't just get up there and start.
Do you
playing.
Play a real, like an electric bass if people
oh, God,
want you to?
Yeah, I got a slab, baby. I have my slab.
That's easy,
got,
isn't it?
I got my Fender Jazz. It's my oldest possession. Yeah, oh, yeah, I got the hip.
Hey, your oldest possession.
It's my, other than my kids, it's, I've had that, I think, longer than anything else I currently am in possession of. But I don't hardly ever play it anymore.
How can we work Sail Branch into this conversation? Every conversation has to reference Sail Branch.
We played.
I wanted to come out there, and you guys are all about, hey, come out Sunday. We're doing a big benefit. And then I find out we're one of 7 billion acts on this thing about
it was really cool. It was got a lot of people out there, got a lot of, it was the Toys for Tots drive.
Now Sale had said this is the last time I've ever played Love and War. What did he do?
It's gonna be again. Tonight was
got postponed.
Yeah it was for the kids that day. It was
I got
kids
and, I tell you what, I love Sale Branch. I just gotta find a show where he's by himself, and can I, because I don't want to go out and do, oh, he did 3 songs plus. And we can be honest about it. There was 4 or 5 people there that would have wanted to kill me. That's what I had to say about that. I just sometimes want to drag some of these people over and go, hey, but when did you make the shift? Did you play bass, like an electric bass, before you went to the regular bass?
Yeah, I think that's what we kind of started talking about earlier. I guess it was in, you know, like the late 90s there, and was going to a restaurant to have dinner, and...
Really?
That happened.
You're going to a restaurant. Let's get into this a little more.
You know what? Let me speed the story along. We were going to go have dinner, and we were walking through the parking lot, and you remember Muddy Waters on Lower Greenville?
Oh, I live there. That's where I got known in Dallas.
Had the little place next door there and was going to have dinner. And this van.
The Mexican place next door?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And this van pulled up in front of Muddy Waters. And these 3 guys got out. And they all looked like Fonzie from Happy Days. And I was like, check these guys out, man. Check this out. And so we went and had dinner. And we were leaving. And I said, let's go over here and have a beer. I want to go see that. I want to check this out. Let's go over here and have a beer. Man, I walked in. This kid was slapping the bass like nothing I'd ever seen before in my life. I thought it was magic. I thought it was magic what he was doing. And I pulled like a chair up to the front of the stage. I put $40 in the tip jar. And I sat there all night watching this kid slap the hell out. Name of the band? 3 Bad Jacks.
I know that band.
Name of the bass player, but this was Brett Black was playing with him back then. You know,
he had gone by the time I ran into him. But that's a killer band.
Well, now he's with the Chop Tops. Brett's playing with the Chop Tops. We still try to get to see him as much as we can. And
you know, Jimmy just told this brilliant story about Muddy Waters. I do have to say, Muddy Waters was a pretty amazing place. A lot of people met each other there. A lot of really. You couldn't have played it anywhere else. Music got played there. You just told a story about how you met a guy that got you on the slap bass. That's the place in Dallas, because I got shut out everywhere else. I went there and started playing by myself. And dudes just started saying, come play with us. Come do this. Come do that. I love Muddy Waters. I mean, that was a very special place in Dallas. But you said you met a guy named...
Oh, no, that was the... we were going to go have dinner.
Yeah. Next door at the Mexican That's place that everybody went to.
You got all that already?
Yeah.
The kid named Brett Black.
Yeah.
Plays with the Chop Tops now. But the name of the band was Three Bad Jacks. And, God, I was there. I just thought it was magic what he was doing, you know? And even then when I left that night, it didn't like... I didn't go out right that... You know, I didn't go out and buy one. It was still a few years later till I met Dan Hodan and started playing with Dan Hodan, my guru, my mentor. And, once I hooked up with Dan, he's the one that let me know I could play one of them and I could afford one. And he hooked me up. He hooked me up with all that.
Well, now, the bass... I think there's fewer bass players than there are harp players. And I mean, when I say harp players, I don't consider anybody that doesn't play through a bullet, mic, and an amp a harp player. I consider them a guy that knows how to play the harp. Do you know all the dudes in the area that play the stand-up bass? I mean, because, dude, you are in high demand as a stand-up bass player.
Well, I mean, I got a little circle of friends, I guess, and I think the other thing is it's a worldwide, you got the Facebook Upright Union, Upright Bass Players Union on Facebook, and that's where we all converge on that one from all over the world, and a lot of good information for people starting out, a lot of good information for people that's been playing, and you share information, and just all kind of stuff, and it's a lot of bacon porn and stuff with bacon and bacon.
Bacon, is that the finish on your deal?
Bacon. I'm sorry, what were we talking
about? Well, with harps, like worldwide, Germany and Belgium are really respected because their harp players play with such precision, but it's not the sound that we listen to over here. The technical ability is there, but everybody over here is all about the Chicago sound and the Delta Blues sound. Is there a part of the world where they play the bass stand up more than other places, or is this it?
I think every city has its own little rockabilly clique. I think every city has their own little scene that has it going on. I don't think of one more than the other, you know, because you would figure it'd be a little more predominant in Memphis. And even when we were down in Memphis, we kind of had to seek it out, you know, we had to find it. It wasn't, you know, you had, there's so much stuff down there. It was so awesome anyway.
But. Yeah, but you, man, what kills me about you is like you got these people that you regularly play with. And then sometimes I'll see one of your Facebook posts. Hey, these guys needed a player, you know, and it's like when people want a stand-up bass player, they don't really want to settle for anything else.
I guess they'll either call me or Rocky Garza. I guess, I get a lot of phone calls. Yeah. I mean, when I do. Yeah, I'm fortunate. I've been very fortunate to pick up these little gigs on the side, and I mean, it's still kind of word of mouth. It ain't like I put out an ad on eBay or Craigslist for a bass player for hire kind of thing. But if you want to hook that up, I'll do it. No.
I know how to do that.
I think I'm good.
How's Cody doing?
He's good. We got to hang out. You know, he's going through a little thing, but he'll be just fine.
What little thing? Life thing or a girl thing?
Yeah, I'm not.
Because if it's a girl thing, bat your eyes. There'll be another one.
I just told him
right when you don't want one.
I did the old, every man has to hold his own onions.
Yeah, everybody works their own deal.
Already.
Everybody works their own deal. How much does a stand-up bass cost?
This one was $500 in a pawn shop, and that's because I knew Dan. Dan hooked me up with it.
Well, that sounds like a deal to me. How much of this? And strings,
man, the first set listed at $412, The second set was 160. The set that was 160 a year later was $225. The other set was $110, but they sucked. And then I found these beauties right here. Superior Baseworks, gentlemen. Superior Baseworks. Kevlar core, nylon sleeve, $23.
That's the Jimmy price.
I'm golden, baby. I'm golden.
Y'all you have to do is say Kevlar. Yeah, you know, I got some good stuff of you.
Them batteries still working? You might want to check them batteries.
Yeah, let me see here. Man, I'm such a douche. I'd like to know what the hell kind of music is supposed to be here tonight. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Where's my beverage? Oh, there it is. You come up with the band that can't play at Club Dada, I'll wait. That's what I like about that place. They'll take anybody, right? No, it's a good... That's a, if every fucking town needs a place like... I mean, you go to Club Dada, you can hear just about anything you want, whenever you want.
Man, they trying to stay busy. That's true. They was down there tonight when I was down there setting this shit.
I played there with a ton of bands. I mean, I'm gonna forget the first time... The first time I played there, Alligator Dave was playing. And some guy in between sets go, that guy over there plays harp. And he came over and goes, you want to play harp with me? And I'm like, dude, if you are ballsy enough to ask me to play harp with you without even hearing me play, I am ballsy enough to get up there and do it with you. And of course, his shit's easy to play too, man. Have you ever seen Alligator Dave?
I don't think I have. I can't remember him.
Oh, you'd know if you did. He's one of these guys with a guitar and a rhythm track, and he just gets after it, man, like you can't believe.
It seems like I know I've heard him. I believe I've heard him for KNON, but I don't think I've actually caught the show.
You blink and you miss it.
If I did,
it didn't make a dent.
I didn't remember.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
You're listening to The Tom Gully Show.
To thank Christmas and Jimmy Duvall for appearing on the show again, and that'll conclude our coverage of DFW Texas Americana Country Western Musicians. You know, sorry folks, actions speak louder than words. Folks, we'd really appreciate it if you'd share this on your various Facebook pages. Trying to spread the word means trying to spread our little show here. We'd appreciate it if you'd like the Tom Gully Show, not me, but the show, on Facebook too, if the mood strikes you. And of course, there's always TomGullyShow.com, where you can find everything about the show. There's the Tom Gully Show store, and we always encourage you to subscribe on iTunes for free. Because if it's free, it's for me. Follow us on Twitter at Atomic Palooka as well, so I can increase my clout and cred ratings. So if I get enough points, we're all going to the Aces. That'll do it for tonight. I'm out of here. I got to go talk to some people. I'll talk to you much later. Each night, Jay Johnson, who is a Texas DFW Americana musician who does actually do everything that he says he's going to do, and his lovely wife, Rebecca, is awesome. You should support both of them heavily. He brings us in with the truth wagon, and I don't know. We'll see if he makes me stop using it after my diatribe earlier in the podcast. And we will take you out with Catch 22 Blues by the Hitman Blues Band, and we will see you next time.
Well, the bucket lifts a twig for a dog that's nothing big, but he don't want to.
And the dog can't grab a cat. A raccoon can do all that, but he don't want to. And I dream of you at night while you hold your baby tight, but he don't want you. You can see it in his eyes from the way he tells you lies. He don't want you.